I love it. I love it. You know, that means he's getting, he's scoring touchdowns, and that's a good thing for the Giants. So, you know, I don't mind touchdown dances, and he does it at the right times on big plays, and so, yeah. Hopefully, we'll get a few more in the playoffs.
Talk about what you saw on that 44-yard pass to him on that third down.
Yeah, just a third down. We'd been. Hadn't been real good in third downs in the third and fourth quarter. So big play in the game right there, and I was really thinking going to Mario Manningham on the right sideline. Just got some pressure up front, couldn't make the throw, so wheeled around and saw him down the middle of the field. Knew the safety wouldn't be a problem, and just I underthrew it a little bit. Wish I would have got more out there, but with the corner is back to me. It's one of those where. There's a good chance either going to get pass interference or he's going to come down with the catch. I didn't think it was a risky throw to be intercepted. And Victor does a great job, going up there strong, being strong and making the play. So a huge play at that point in the game.
Eli, I know you're not one to ever really single out guys over each other, but where would you have been this season without Victor's emergence?
Tough to say. And he's come up big and. Filling that role, whether playing the outside receiver, but really in that slot position. Last year when we lost Steve Smith, the injury that we really struggled not having someone to work the middle of the field who has a great feel for his surroundings, where when to stop, and we put a lot on him. But he's done a great job doing that all season. Had another big one across the middle, big play. Late in the fourth quarter to get us down into field goal range. So he's been a great emergence and a surprise guy. Didn't know a whole lot about him. Didn't get to play at all last year. So I'm really happy for him, the way he's worked and kept a level head and has come in and made plays for us.
Eli, a lot of receivers can run and jump in this thing, but what is distinguishing Victor?
I think in Victor's case, it's just having a feel. Just a football sense, I'd say. Just understanding when he's open, when to sit in windows, when to break it to the next window. We give him a lot of leeway on getting open, and he's earned the right to have those options to what he can do, because he senses what the coverage is, where the defenders are, and he does a great job just getting open. I knew we were in a fight. I knew we were gonna, keep playing till the very end. And we've been pretty good about handling ups and downs. And it was gonna come down to finishing. It was gonna come down. That's something Coach Coughlin has really stressed all year. It's been kind of one of our mottos, or one of the things that he's talked about throughout the years. Finishing the fourth quarter of games, ending games, and taking that into finishing the season strong. And we got off to another strong start of the season. Kind of late half, we didn't play as well as we needed to. Had some tough games, but we needed to win two games to make it into the playoffs. Beat the Jets, beat the Cowboys. We were able to do that and play big in the fourth quarter, both those games to seal the win. Yeah, we have been through a lot, definitely some ups and downs, but to keep our poise, to keep confident, the guys to stick together, not to turn on each other, have doubts, our coaches being confident in us, and we came together and knew what we had to do to win the NFC East, and we got it accomplished.
Eli, two more questions. The team seems to be coming together now, late year, obviously reminds you a little bit of 07.
I think we're just gonna, try not to compare right now. We have a lot of guys on this team who weren't here in 07. They don't know, so it's not gonna be. This is a whole new year, whole new situation, and we gotta enjoy this and enjoy this victory tonight. But come tomorrow, we'll look at some things, try to make some corrections. But we're gonna get ready for Atlanta, start preparing for them, and see if we can make a run through the playoffs. I feel like we're doing some good things. I feel like our defense is playing outstanding. I feel like our offense, guys have, we got guys back healthy. Two running backs are running well, three receivers. Travis Beckham getting to the mix. Hopefully get Jake Ballard back. But I feel like, guys have a good feel for what's going on. Offense line's playing well, so we just we're playing smart football. We're not making many mistakes. And we're gonna put ourselves in situations. We have the big play potential with our players. We're capable of making the big plays. It's about being consistent all the way through, and we're doing a better job doing that.
All righty, thanks.
Thank you.